From the Daily Mail. I earn millions from doing porn, but my adult film career, it ruined my life. Yeah. Making bad choices. Doing porn. Putting something out there on the internet that shows you getting banged in the ass about 1,000 times by 10,000 different dudes. Oh, wait a second. 10,000 different dudes? It'd be 10,000 bangs in the ass. That's a lot of ass banging. Putting that out there for everybody to see for all time. Yeah. It's going to ruin your life. I mean, if you want to have a family and kids and all that. X-rated star lays bare bitter reality of the job. Yeah, bitter reality of porn. But I thought that was empowering. I thought that sex work was work. And that doing porn was, fighting back against the evil patriarchy. You mean putting yourself out there for men to watch and view you and objectify you and get off to you. Yeah, that's so empowering, ladies. You're really fighting the patriarchy there. by freeing men from their need to be with you. Yeah. Now they could just avail themselves of porn instead of having to deal with your entitled ass. I'm all for that. Reviewing, she's shamed. Yeah, we need to change that, of course. Hey, people shouldn't be shamed for doing this. It should be accepted. Yeah. Good luck trying to change human nature, honey. Good luck. She's shamed every day. And she even lost her whole family because of her risque work. No boo fucking diddly who. Who made that choice? Yeah, but of course she's a woman, so, she shouldn't be held accountable for her actions. God forbid she actually suffer consequences for bad choices and thereby lead to other people not making the same mistakes as her. No. Other women gotta make the same mistakes, right? Yeah, of course. We just got to let people off the hook, consequence-wise, for their bad choices. Well, women, anyway. Men, we still hold to account. Anyway, before I get into this story, I'd like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw, red-pilled, in-your-face nature of my content, please go check out my BitChute channel. BitChute.com/TheRealestPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealestPhilosopher, where you will find more than 1,600 pieces of content to date. Sign up for a BitChute account. Like and subscribe to my channel, and feel free to leave a comment in the comments section of as many videos as you like. That's bitchute.com/TheRealestPhilosopher, baby. Okay, back to this story. So, this chick's name is Riley Reed. And unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard of this chick. She's been in porn for like 12 years or something. 12 or 13 years she spent doing porn. I've seen some of her videos. She's hot. And she seems to like anal a lot. I mean, maybe she's just a really good actress, but no, she seems to be into anal. Among other things, DPs and ATM, ass to mouth, all that stuff. She's a dirty broad. Dirty, dirty girl. Type of broad you definitely hook up with for a pump and then dump. Or you would string along as long as humanly possible so you could get as much of that saucy bedroom action as possible. But no way would you commit to this broad. You'd have to be a mega simp. Anyway, former porn star has revealed her bitter regret over her X-rated career, which she claimed ruined her life. Which she claimed. Yeah. Not going to say it ruined her life. She claimed it did. But it won't ruin yours, ladies. She's a special case. Yeah, what's the case for her might not be the case for you. Get into porn. So no man will want you unless he's a big blue-pill beta male simp. Riley Reed, who lives in a $4 million mansion. Oh, her life is devastated. As she lives in the lap of luxury. In California, 4.8. That's a lot of porn, yo. How many movies has this broad been in? Do they make porn movies anymore, or is it just, like random scenes? Featured in an emotional video which recently resurfaced on Twitter. The 31-year-old, she's hit the wall. Imagine that. Once she's hit the wall, now she regrets it. Yeah, she can't get any more work. Work dried up. Nobody wants to hire her anymore. Or they'll hire her, but they'll pay her far less. She can't make as much money as she used to. So the simp validation is drying up. The jobs, they're disappearing. She can't get as much work anymore. Yeah, people are not salivating over her as much as they used to. So now she regrets it after she's made her fortune. Living in her $4.8 million mansion in California. Now she regrets it. Oh, yeah. Reminds me of Mia Khalifa. Of course, she's made a career out of, her actual supposed regret. Didn't that Mia Khalifa broad get married? Didn't even last a year. Married some simp dude who was like a chef and, divorced soon after. We didn't see that coming. Her real name, Ashley Matthews. Okay, said that she lost her whole family after entering the world of adult entertainment. Yeah, well, you know, doing porn has consequences, sweetheart. Do we want to watch this video? Yes, we do. I got the earbuds in for a reason, baby. So let's get into this video, yo!
I've lost my whole family, and it sucks.
Didn't you see that possible outcome? I mean, you're getting into porn, that you might lose your family. Didn't that occur to you? I mean, unless you come from like a super duper dysfunctional family, and because of that, you thought it would be okay.
So a lot of times when people ask me if they should do porn, I tell them no. I tell them that it makes life really hard. It makes dating really hard. It makes your family life really hard.
But would you give back all that money and that wonderful $5 million mansion that you live in to go back in time and not do porn? I bet you wouldn't. I bet you wouldn't!
It makes intimacy hard if you're putting yourself out there.
She's not a bad-looking broad either. I don't think she's a bad-looking broad at all. If this is her at 31, she's aging pretty good. I'll give her that.
And the world is now judging you. You have to be okay with being shamed every day of your life. I don't even want to have children because I do porn, because I'm worried of the way that people will treat my child. With me personally, my mom was supportive in the beginning.
Really? See, I called it. Dysfunctional family. That seems to a lot of the time be the case with these porno chicks. They often seem to come from dysfunctional, abusive, semi-abusive, or neglectful families where they didn't get the proper upbringing, the normal two-parent household with a father setting boundaries and a nurturing mother. They just don't get the necessary attachment to a parental figure, and in turn, the validation that's required, and so they go seeking it out. They become damaged people because of their childhood. Then they grow up and they do this shit, and they do this porn because they come from these dysfunctional families. I'm sorry, but if you have your mother saying, oh, yeah, I'm supportive of your porno career, you come from a dysfunctional family, okay? No question.
She kind of just let me do whatever.
My mommy just let me do whatever. Was she raised by a single mother? Is that what happened here? Well, was she raised by a single mother? I mean, the statistics, the odds are that she probably was. Listen to what she said. My mommy just let me do whatever I wanted. Well, that's real healthy, yeah. No boundaries. She wouldn't be able to do whatever she wanted if there was a real man there. There wasn't a blue pill beta simp cuck boy who lets the woman run the show. That's why you don't let the woman run the show. Because they don't do a very good job of setting boundaries. They're too emotional. They're too concerned about their feelings. They want to be their kid's friend. They don't want to feel bad. They put some boundaries there. That's why so often, like in old TV shows from the 50s and shit, you see the mother having the father do the punishment. Even when I was a kid, my mother, she would have my father. He would take care of the punishing and the discipline because she didn't want to have to, be the bad guy. You can't let the mother be the leader. If you got a single mother, got no choice. And of course, she abdicates leading. There's no leadership happening there. So I just got to do whatever I wanted. Yeah, that's a recipe for disaster. Let your kids run their own lives. Yeah, instead of have boundaries and parents, and role models. Yeah. Get a porno chick like this.
Like it was a good thing.
Did I think it was a good? What did she just say? She thought it was a good thing. Let me listen to that again.
Kind of just let me do whatever. That I think it was a good thing. I had a lot of freedom.
Yeah, that's the problem. She had too much freedom. That's too much freedom. Too much freedom, no boundaries. And you can have too much freedom, folks. You might be saying, oh, realist philosopher, you sound so illiberal. Women have fought for freedom for so long. People have fought for freedom for so long. There is such a thing as too much freedom. Okay? There's such a thing as too much freedom. Okay, freedom is good up until a certain point, but you can have too much of a good thing. Milk's good for you. Make strong bones. You eat too much milk, though. You drink too much milk, excuse me. It'll make you sick. Same goes for water and food's good for you. Certain foods especially. But if you eat too much of the good stuff, you're still going to get fat. So, yeah, a certain amount of freedom is okay. But you have too much freedom. No stigmas. Society that's trying to remove consequences, at least for women anyway. Somebody has to be held responsible still, of course, so that society continues to function, i.e. that's why men are still at the task. But women, we're going to let them off the hook so they can destroy society. Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant, yeah. You can't do that. Because then people end up being slaves to their appetites, to their desires. So you give people so much freedom, while at the same time destigmatizing appetites and indulging those appetites and stigmatization itself and vilifying things like moderation, what happens? You get people who become slaves to their appetites. So actually that large amount of freedom actually leads you to be more of a slave than more free. But anyway, let's continue.
As time progressed and I became successful, I started to feel like my mom was using me so that she could live a more luxurious lifestyle.
So, yeah, she's trying to get her mother's validation and approval via gifts. Very dysfunctional household. So when she was growing up, mother was never there. Maybe the mother worked a lot. Maybe the mother was a dope head, drug addict. Who the fuck knows? Apparently, obviously not a good mother. She didn't get the validation she needed. She didn't get the approval and the affection that she needed from her mother. And now she's trying to buy it via her porn career. Lovely. Yeah, real healthy broad here. She ever gets married, that ain't gonna last. I guarantee. Not only because the guy would be a fucking ginormous simp that she would eventually lose interest in, but she's damaged goods.
When I started to set, like, these boundaries, not giving her money...
Uh-oh! Boundaries, you say? Yeah. Yeah, that's not going to work with this narcissist mother that you clearly have.
Or things like that. It made our relationship a bit more difficult and almost toxic. And so...
No, it was already toxic to begin with, sweetheart. You just don't know it because you came from that environment, so you don't have anything to compare it to. So you're not aware of that toxicity. If you're now becoming aware of that toxicity and calling it toxic, it's super mega uber duber fucking toxic. Okay?
It sucks. I don't have a mom anymore. I don't talk to her.
I don't have a mommy because I stopped giving her my porno money. Some healthy broad here.
I miss having a mom. I feel like you can't rewind and you can't go back.
That's right. Time machines don't exist. Time travel is bullshit in movies. You can't travel through fucking time. It's not possible. It'll never be possible. So, you know, sorry to break it to you, people. Time travel is bullshit. Yeah, and believe me, you didn't have a mother to begin with, okay? You did not have a mother. This person was not a mother. Never will be a mother, okay?
I don't have that relationship with her anymore. I don't ever think I will. And that bums me out.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, boy. Better hope this brother don't have kids. I mean, fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. So as much as she sees her mother's foibles, and not as much as she should, because see how long it took her into her 20s to realize there was some toxicity. And she only realized there was toxicity when mommy got upset that the money dried up. Believe me, the relationship was toxic long before that. She just didn't see it because she was used to it.
I talked to my dad, and he struggles with my job being in the industry. He's also religious.
Yeah, single mama. Yeah, he's religious, see? Notice she didn't say the mother was religious, yeah, so... Either this was, she got knocked up and he had to pay child support, but they were never married, or this guy picked the wrong broad and, of course, religious guy and the obvious scumbag piece of crap that this mother is, it clearly was fated to fail. And so they broke up. Yeah. So, religious father. Obviously, he wasn't around to set boundaries. Maybe should have grown up a lot different and not that important if he had been.
Recently, I wanted to go visit him, and he said that I can't go visit because his wife, my stepmom, doesn't want me there. I'm not allowed to go visit my dad anymore because my stepmom doesn't like that I do porn.
I don't understand this. You started doing porn at 19, and you're 31 now. 11, 12 years of doing porn. I mean, you had 12 years to stop. She doesn't seem like a total moron. I mean, she's made a lot of money. She's got some business acumen. I mean, a lot of broads, they snort it all away. They blow the money. She was able to buy a $5 million house, and she's got some money in the bank, I guess. I mean, maybe she's set for life. I don't know. She's a big name in porn. I know that. She looks great. She's taking care of herself, obviously. She's not dying of AIDS, which is a possibility that could happen. I mean, she's a lot of bad choices in her life, made a lot of bad choices. But she's come out seemingly physically intact, although obviously not mentally. I guarantee you this broad's a lot more fucked up in the head than she appears here in this video. She's putting her best foot forward here. But, you know, she's not a total moron. She's pretty well spoken. You couldn't have figured this out a while ago? Ah, the money was too good. I only started having regrets when the work started drying up. Yeah. Yeah.
But then he told me that when I was like, can we like go get coffee and like we could go like get breakfast? And he's like, I don't want to be seen in public with you.
Can you blame him? By the way, she didn't have a problem. I love how she's trying to couch herself as a victim. I love this false framing of herself as a victim. As if she's the victim of evil, horrible, judgmental Western society. She should be free to get ass fucked by as many Chad and Tyrones with horse cocks as she wants, and there should be no judgment. Yeah, because nobody ever judged anybody. It's not human nature. Oh, no. And there's not a reason that we judge, right? It doesn't serve a purpose. No! Of course not! It's not to protect ourselves from getting taken advantage of or getting involved with wackadoo loopy broads like this who think they can fuck Chad and Tyrone on camera for 12 years and nobody's going to judge them. Lady, you had to know this would happen. You knew your father was a freaking religious guy, yo. Probably a Christian Catholic dude. And that this was a verboten in his world. And your mother, you know how your mother is. You're obviously aware that she's a parasite. And if you cut off the cashola, she had a problem with that. And she was just a user and an abuser. And you fit into that relationship by giving her money. You made all these bad choices. You didn't foresee the consequences of these bad choices, really? No, she did, but she thought it was worth the price. And now she's trying to complain and bitch and moan and seeking sympathy as if she's some kind of victim. You're not a victim, sweetheart. You knew what the consequences were, but the work was paying too good, and you thought that your family was worth the price. That's it. That's all it is. I don't feel any sympathy for you at all.
And that just hurt so bad, and it sucks. I lost my family.
There's the language again. Oh, I lost them. They vanished into the ether. This fog rolled up, and they vanished in the fog, and I can't find them. They're lost. No. You willingly chose to give them up in exchange for moolah. That's it. That's the truth that you don't want to face. You chose to sacrifice your family on the altar of Moloch, on the altar of Keshola, on the altar of Prophet. That's fine. That's your choice. You live in a free country. You have the freedom to sell your asshole for money. But there's consequences for that. It's consequences for doing anal sex 10,000 times on camera over a 12-year period. And those consequences are your family's not going to want to have anything to do with you. And you bitching and moaning and complaining about how society should be more understanding and let you off the fucking hook isn't going to change human nature, you dumb bitch, you. And she's obviously not that fucking dumb. She's kept most of her fucking money and invested in real estate and God knows what other fucking investments that she's made to guarantee that she's probably set for life. And if she's not set for life, she could pull a Mia Khalifa and run around all over the fucking place and get paid to feel sorry for herself on camera and try to convince people and gaslight people into feeling sorry for her like she's some kind of victim. She could turn that into a opportunity to get paid as well. But I don't feel sorry for her at all. You chose this life.
I'll talk to like my brothers or sisters. I think that they all kind of like try to take advantage of me and stuff. Or
well, even her brothers and sisters are opportunistic parasites like mommy. Big shocker.
They're just like my dad don't want to be around me.
Boo-hoo! Pity me! I swear. Oh, yeah, this is the world we live in. This is the world we live in. People expect there to be no consequences for their actions, and when there are, well, you know, it's everybody else's fault. It's not their fault. You know, I did porn for 12 years, but you shouldn't judge me.
Yeah.
You shouldn't judge me at all. I'm going to judge you for judging me. You're evil for judging me. You shouldn't judge me. Wasn't that judging me for judging you? Shut up, bigot. Anyway, oh, there you go. Yeah. So there's a picture of her, and she's got, this is lovely. She's hot, don't get me wrong. Look at this. XXX on her upper left shoulder blade. Yeah. She's so remorseful. She got XXX tattooed on her. Yeah, she's branded herself with the ultimate tramp stamp. Oh, yeah, but she regrets her actions all. Does she, though, or is she just looking for sympathy and pity? Because these days it pays to be a victim, especially if you're a hot broad. She's just looking for more attention, more validation, because the porn world has chewed her up and spit her out now that she's over 30. Got a nice ass, too. I've seen her get banged in the ash. She's a hot broad. No question about that. I'll give her that. Give her that. So the clip has been viewed 2.4 million times. See, I called it. She's just looking for attention and validation of a different sort. She can't live without the attention and validation. She's hooked on it. Hooked, I say. Hedonism. She's hooked on that dopamine, that feeling she gets when she gets those clicks, those hits. 2.4 million views. Ooh, I now feel good about myself again. Yeah, they last for like 5 minutes. They should go back to needing her next validation fix. Yeah, Riley can be seen sitting in a desk in a baggy jumper that reads, "Has anybody seen my pants?" Yeah, we're supposed to believe she has such a kitschy sense of humor now. Yeah, I lost my whole family. Blue. All right, so let's see if there's anything here that wasn't in the video. Okay. Mm-hmm. Whew. More tattoos. Oh, God. As she becomes more damaged, the tattoos accumulate. I bet she doesn't even know what those mean. There's like Japanese symbols on her spine. And there she is, just wearing stars over her nipples. Whew. I think I'm going to have to go watch some of her porn after I'm done doing this show. Oh, boy. Yeah. So, anyhow, Riley concludes the clip with a dramatic sigh. Riley is estimated to be earning up to $570,000 a month by selling content on OnlyFans. Is she still on OnlyFans? See, I told you it was all bullshit. She's probably still on OnlyFans, making $570,000 a month? Well, she's not hurting for cash. This bitch probably has $20, $30 million in the bank. Oh, my God. So, of course, now she can afford to have regrets.
Yeah.
I'm calling bullshit. Calling bullshit, yo. Yeah, she has a six-bath mansion, six bathrooms, four bedrooms. What? More bathrooms than bedrooms? What's up with that? 3.6-acre lot in Pasadena? Wow. That same year, she's married? In 2021. Bullshit, she's married, really. He must be a mimbo. Any dude that would marry this used Kleenex, it's got to be a blue-pill beta male simp, mimbo, couch-surfing dude who actually cares about how much money a woman makes because he's just a big, giant loser that he makes no money. But he's hot! Oh, yeah, I see she's changed so much! Yeah. She's married Free Runner. What the fuck is a Free Runner? Pasha Petkin? And the pair have since welcomed a child. This chick has a child? Oh, no. Oh, no. I see this kid going through the same trauma that she went through. Maybe worse, in fact, considering the father is a beta male loser. He couldn't be anything but a loser. You'd have to be a big, giant simp to be with a chick like this. Her body count, oh my God. 12 years of porn? Her body count must be through the roof. You couldn't even count how many. Well, Chamberlain has nothing on this chick. Holy shit, what is her body count? 10,000? She ain't pair bonded with anybody. She's like the two North Poles. The North Poles are two magnets. There is no way you can get them to attach. They're always going to repel. What the fuck? That's crazy, man. That is nuts. So there you go. There you go. I would need to check and see if she's actually still married. I almost guarantee. What is she doing? I wouldn't be surprised if this chick is doing girl-boy scenes on OnlyFans with her current husband. What the fuck is a free runner? Can somebody tell me what a free runner is? I don't know what the fuck that is. Do we need to take a look at this guy? Let's see who this fucking guy is. Give me a sec. I called it. So there's Riley Reed's husband. Isn't he pretty? Strong jawline. Ooh, my free runner. What the trampoline? So he's just some mimbo surfer dude. the guy just does jumps on trampolines and jumps over obstacles and shit. He does parkour. I called it. He's just some hot-looking mimbo surfer dude with a super body, great physique, and an IQ of 85. This probably was, before this, sleeping on some other broad's couch because he had no home. So there you go. There you go. I called it. The prognosticator of all fucking prognosticator calls it. Yet again, she got with some loser mimbo dude who can't support himself and does parkour for a living. Because that's the only guy that would have her. Simp. Super simp. With no self-esteem, it would seem. So anyhow, let me know what you think in the comment section. Is this marriage going to last? Is she going to get tired of being married to a dude who makes no money? Maybe she's red-pilled herself enough to understand that this is the best she's going to get. Because there ain't no guy with any real self-respect or self-esteem or bank account anywhere near equivalent to hers that would get with her. Maybe she realizes that and has made peace with it. Kind of doubt it. But let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. Let me know if you feel sorry for this broad. Or if you believe she, dug her own grave and should now lie in it, as I feel. Let me know what you think in the comments section. Please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel, bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Go check it out, bitches!